visiting with John Rinder. He is the bass fishing coach at Highland High School in Madison County. They are the state champions in bass fishing. Last weekend, they had a great haul on Carlisle Lake. Congratulations, Coach John Rinder. Tell us a little bit about that bass fishing program down at Highland High School that now claims a state title.
Well, I'll tell you what, we started a program about 12 years ago, and the Highland High School was totally behind getting this program off the ground, and I started the program, and we've been really competitive the last 12 years, and went down to Carlisle this year, and the boys had an incredible day one and a pretty decent day two, and we ended up winning by about 3 ounces is all, so it was a pretty close tournament.
Well, and you look at how this state bass fishing state tournament series in bass fishing is set up. You have to get through a sectional, and then you advance to the actual state tournament at Carlisle Lake. So tell us about your sectional the week before. Where do you fish at there, and what was the field like, and how did you do there?
Our sectional was on Coffee Lake, and we had 30 boats in the tournament. We usually have about 30 in our tournament. And we had, my boat took second place at the sectional, and our other boat tied for third and got bumped out by the big bass tiebreaker. So we had a pretty good tournament. We had about 15 and a half pounds and got second place, moved to the state finals then, and with the other teams from all the other sectionals around the state. Top three teams from each sectional all go to Carlisle, and then you end up with about 66 boats in the state final and maybe 12 or 14 unified boats also. So there's about 70, 75, something like that, boats all together at the tournament.
Well, and I think your program has been around for 12 years, you were telling me off air. What are some of the things your program does to get ready for basically the postseason tournament fishing experience, where you get ready for the sectional, hope you qualify there, and then get to the state tournament? So what are some of the things you do to get you ready for the state tournament series?
Well, what we do, I also coach the University of McKendree University program, so I'm really busy on the road with those guys. So we'll start, we have our tryouts in about a week when I get home from the national championship. And we'll start right then in the summer. I'll have tryouts. I'll have qualifier tournaments. We'll get a group of boys together, and then we'll begin during the summer while I'm off with the university to teach them the skills they need, techniques, and just anything I think they should know. And then those guys pretty much do a lot of work on their own throughout the season. We talk on the phone and talk about, you know, things to do. If I'm in the area, I'll grab one or two. I'll take them to the lake for a little practice. We'll do that all throughout the year. And then at sectional time, the boys pretty much go practice on the water without me because I'm gone with my college team a lot. And then, like the day before the tournament, we get together, get tackle ready, and hit the sectional and hope for a win and, you know, move on to state. So we don't really fish Carlisle at all. We never get on Carlisle except the practice day. And the rest of the time, we're just out fishing other lakes that are a little better fisheries and give you more opportunities to catch fish.
Well, and I assume that, you know, over the years, you've taught some of the youngsters tricks of the trade, but I assume, too, some of those youngsters have taught you a few tricks of the trade, right? What are some of the things you've learned in all this, I guess?
Well, I've learned a lot of patience, for one thing. I've learned some techniques. I'll give you a quick story. We were in a sectional tournament a couple years ago with an angler that I had 4 years in high school and then also 4 years in college, and now he's a coach, assistant coach at the university, coaching against me. So we've got a long-standing relationship. Great young man. And we were at the sectionals, and, you know, I was busy with other programs, and he's been practicing. And he said, Coach, there's an area here that the fish start biting at 1 o'clock. I mean, it's a 1 o'clock bite, and you've got a vertical drop on them, and otherwise you won't catch them. So we roll in there about 11, and we don't get a bite. We roll in there about 12, and we don't get a bite. We roll in there at 105. And he says, now, you got to drop on these fish vertically or you won't catch them. And I thought he was full of bull, you know. I said, hey, look, we can catch these fish other ways. So I had the guy in the back of the boat throw a different bait, just a little bit different bait, and throw it more at a 45-degree angle. And the other young man was up front, and he, He rolls up there, and they both cast at the same time, and he pulls out a four-pounder, and the guy in the back doesn't get a bite. And I'm thinking, well, you know, that's one fish. Then he throws in there again, lets that bait vertically drop on this little school of fish, and the other guy's got a little angle going, and just a little slightly different bait. I mean, ever so slightly. He pulls out another four-pounder, and the guy in the back boat doesn't catch anything. I said, hey, cut that bait off, tie this bait on. Let's move the boat around and get you vertical on these fish a little better. And first cast, 3.5-pounder. We called out every fish we had. We had a limit. And in 15 minutes, doing what he said to do, we called them all out and had close to 20 pounds.
That's great.
You just never know. You know, little details make a big difference in bass fishing.
Yeah, amen. So your 2 days then at Carlisle Lake, what was your haul the first day? And then what was your haul the second day? You said you won by... I think 3 total ounces, so every ounce counted. So take us through Friday and Saturday for your squad then.
So for Friday, we got on some small fish early. We had a limit that probably weighed maybe eight or nine pounds before 11:30. After 11:30, the bigger bite picked up a little bit. Sun came out, water warmed up, got some sun on the rocks. And we caught a 5-3, and then we caught a couple more threes. We ended up with a little over 16 pounds, I think 16.06 or 16.6 on day one, and we led the field on day one. Day two was shortened. We came off at one because of high winds. The lake was really rough, and we only caught two fish on day two. One was pushing 4 pounds, so we had 4.11 on day two. So we ended up with 21-1 is what we had on after day two. 21-1,
and you win by 3 ounces. So I guess the emotions of the kids in the program here, and I know there was a little tongue in cheek when the IHSA, you know, created a state tournament series in bass fishing, but it's a big deal now. I think over 300 member schools have bass fishing teams. So the emotions of you, the kids, and this thing being a big deal now.
It's a huge deal. You know, Illinois is the first state in the union to really sanction bass fishing at the high school level through the IHSA program. And we have, without a doubt, one of the best in the country. We've got great fishermen. We've got Carlisle runs an incredible tournament. The IHSA teamed with Carlisle. It's a class act from top to bottom. Since that time, 12 years ago, many states have followed suit, and it's very typical for a Texas or an Alabama high school tournament to draw 300 or 400 boats. So high school bass fishing has grown immensely, and the college fishing is right there too. I mean, it's just incredibly large.
Yeah. How excited were you and how proud were you of the program last weekend down at Carlisle Lake?
I was extremely excited. You know, it almost brings tears to your eyes when you win a state championship. And this year was especially rewarding for me because I had three boys. And with bass fishing, you can't just, you know, sub at a timeout, run one guy on the court, pull the other guy off the court. You might be 15 miles away on a high, high, windy day, and you've got a young man sitting back there at the dock really wanting to get in that boat. And you may have a bank that's got fish on it, and there may be 3 or 4 boats right around you that you know the minute you leave that bank, they're going to take it. So on day one, when we had our five, we still had one really small fish in that bag, and I really wanted my sub in, so we decided to make a long run at like 1:30, grab that young man, and then run back halfway and pick up a little bank where we knew there were a couple fish, and we rolled in there, and my sub caught a 3.5-pounder with about a half hour to go. We threw out our little fish, threw in his bigger fish, and you can look at it a lot of ways, but that call of that fish with that sub on day one was definitely the difference in that tournament. So all three of the boys were able to weigh a crucial fish, and it was just an incredibly great team effort, and emotions were really high, and it was just a wonderful feeling. You can't really explain it unless you're there and being part of it.
Yeah, a great day fishing, and I know John Rinder, the head coach of Highland, says there's no such thing ever as a bad day fishing. John, congratulations. It's great, and what a celebration for Highland High School down in Madison County, claiming the IHSA state bass fishing title in 2019. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.